Abdul Rahman Goat is centuries-old fishing village on the coastline near Pakistan's financial hub Karachi. In the narrow streets, small houses built with concrete bricks are home to hundreds of fishermen. The heat of scorching sun has turned their skin dark. Just a few kilometers west of this village, the Pakistani government has decided to build two nuclear power plants, Kanab 2 and Kanab 3. They are part of already existing Karachi nuclear power complex. For most local people here, life starts and ends in this small village. The sea is the town's most important asset. Ahmed Baloch has lived here for decades. The 75-year-old, dressed today in white turban and long white robes, has witnessed the transformation of old sailing ships into electric ones and woolen nets changing into the more durable ones made with nylon and silk. But what has got him worried is how nuclear power in the area will affect his fishing.
We are poor fishermen with relatively small ships. We remain near the shoreline and cannot go after fish in the deep water. Now, with the nuclear plants under construction near here, the marine security people do not allow us freedom of movement in the water. What are we going to do?
Baloch is referring to the two nuclear power plants that got approved last year. The financial and technical aid is coming from China. The security is done by local forces. Fear of a terrorist attack on the sites has led to massive security precautions around the plant, which extends to security control out into the sea. An old TV set connected to a video player sits on a bench in an improvised tea stall. It's the main source of entertainment for the youth here. But in central Karachi, it's a separate story. Business and entertainment is picking up. Industry is getting mechanized. And in quest for quick energy to meet the rising demand, the Pakistani government has opted to invest in nuclear power around the country. The country faces enormous electricity shortfalls, currently to the tune of 6,000 megawatts. This results in blackouts for up to 8 to 10 hours on an average day. Major cities have witnessed regular protests and demonstrations against the power blackouts, which is sometimes dispersed by authorities with force. Environmentalist Ali Arsalan is a vocal anti-nuclear power activist. He says the country should stop producing more power and work to conserve what it is already producing.
You know, we have an amazing situation now that on the national grid, at least 30% is lost because it travels over 1,000 kilometers to Karachi. Distribution system is bad. Now 30%, imagine. If you could halve it, you don't need any more production of electricity.
Recently, in order to improve their public image, the Pakistan Atomic Energy Commission invited journalists to come and speak with scientific and security officers in Karachi nuclear power complex. At the meeting, Asfar Minhaj, the project director of Karachi's newest plants, is very confident about the prospects of the nuclear power.
No renewable energy source is proven to provide electricity with 100% efficiency throughout the year. They can only be cost-effective if they can provide enough power for the peak demand of the area.
Minhaj was quick to dismiss concerns about any future nuclear disaster.
We will never release the water that cools the nuclear reactors outside from the plant. There are going to be so many barriers to ensure safety.
But fishing interest groups and environmental activists are not convinced. Last month, a national advocacy campaign was launched in Karachi campaigning against nuclear plants. One of Pakistan's most celebrated nuclear scientists, Dr. Pervez Hoodbhai is amongst the leaders of this campaign.
Developed countries like Germany and Switzerland have decided to get rid of nuclear plants. But here in Pakistan, India, Saudi Arabia and Bangladesh, we want to develop nuclear plants quickly. With nuclear plants, you can never be 100% sure that an accident isn't going to happen. We have a very clear example of this in Fukushima, Japan.
His colleague Dr. A.H. Nair deplored the non-serious attitude of the government officials in case of an emergency.
When I asked the nuclear authority what would be their plan in case of any disaster at the plant, they simply said that the houses in Karachi are made of concrete, unlike the wooden houses near Fukushima. So we will ask people to stay indoors and no one will be affected.
China has assured Pakistan a grant of $6.5 billion, around 4.7 billion euros, for the nuclear power plants, and construction work has already begun. Authorities do seem 100% sure of the plant's safety and have made their minds up to go ahead with the building despite all the concerns raised. Here is Asfar Minhaj, the project director of the plants, again.
It is unfair to say that China is a new player in nuclear technology and that it would be unwise to get a plant from them. They are an emerging power in this industry, and we are going to be responsible for quality and safety controls.
For the fishermen in Abdul Rahman Goat, though, life has to go on. Most of them say that they can't worry about a nuclear disaster happening on their doorstep. They are still worried about the future of their local fishing industry, though, and hope that they will be allowed to fish the coastal areas without interruption. They say they don't have the equipment to head further out to sea to cast their nets. Shadi Khan Saif, DW, Abdul Rahman Village, Karachi.